Hi, it's President Trump here, and when I'm not tweeting or, you know, doing whatever it is that I do, I listen to Phil Henry because it boggles my imagination that he has the talent that he has. I think he's almost as talented, well, in fact, he is more talented than me in probably even what I'm doing now, being president. So there you go. I'm President Donald Trump. I think Phil Henry would do a better job as president than me. Celebrity voice impersonated. Hi, I'm Melania Trump, and I agree with everything my husband Donald just said. I'm Melania Trump. Phil Henry kicks ass. Celebrity voice impersonated. Hi, I'm a... All right, Phil, we get the idea.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is on air. Yeah.
I'm Margaret Gray.
No one can hear you.
Turn it down, bud. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Phil Henry. And welcome to the show here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Why is it flickering like that? What the general is referencing... Oh, sorry, folks, I saw something on the TriCaster.
That's one of the apps that you use, right?
What the general is referencing is, yeah, there's an app that allows me to see the VU meter and the modulation and the sound of the show, and allows me to see that, but people that are watching the video cast won't see it. All they see is whatever it is that we provide, which is my face.
Like that L.A. street scene.
Yeah, we have a number of L.A. street scenes that we're rolling tonight behind us on our green screen. These are kind of interesting. They're from... but I guess if you're not watching the...
Well, you can describe them, and the people that are not watching can...
Yeah, they'll miss out.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they really can't miss out.
Well, these are very interesting. No, they're not going to care, but...
Anyway, these are street scenes from L.A. in the 40s, and looks like the 40s and 50s. What do you say, General, right?
What are you asking me for? Well, you're the one closest in age.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying. It looks like the 40s and 50s to me, so... Anyway, welcome to the program, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I guess I've gotten enamored of Los Angeles downtown because I've been spending a little bit of time down there.
What are you going to tell people while you're down there?
All in good time, my man. All in good time.
Oh, get a load of you.
Yeah, you're my man. Hey, my man.
Hey, bud. Well, you're down there socially.
Yeah.
That much we do know.
Yes, and... There's a lot happening down there in terms of business, and somebody I know is in business down there, and
she's doing what?
Don't worry about it, General, okay?
All right.
Anyway, I was down visiting, and there is a lot happening down there, a lot of residences. They're trying to yuppify it a little bit. It's a really kooky thing. I'd like to see how successful they are. Oh, there's a lot of people have offices down there. I was just talking to my webmaster, Shane. He had an office down there.
Oh, now, how old is Shane's not even 30, is he?
Yeah, so like when he was...
probably was like 14, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He had an office in downtown L.A. when he was 14. Are you an idiot or something?
But, I mean, he had an office down there. I know the Drunk History is down there. There's...
Well, that's a good place.
Yeah, that's a great place for Drunk History, man, downtown L.A. on account of...
On account of the Habas, you know.
What do you mean, the Habas? Are you a jackball or something? H-O-B-O, bud. People don't even like that term. I shouldn't even be using it.
Yeah, well, you open up that cowfish.
That's right, Phil. You pulled the lid off that toilet. And it hasn't been flushed. I'm Margaret Gray.
That was disgusting.
Thank you.
All right, pull the lid off that toilet, and it hasn't been flushed. Whew.
All right, General, you don't have to render it like you're John Facenda and it's the NFL highlights. I'm Margaret Gray.
Man, that was beautiful.
You don't have to render it like you're John Facenda.
The voice of God?
Oh, yes, the voice of God.
Yeah. John Facenda.
Yeah.
John Facenda, well, he was. He was the he was the original voice of NFL. Maybe not the original, but...
Well, he was the one you did the classic...
Yeah, John Facenda, I can't do the way he did it, but John Facenda was the classic on a steel gray day in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Man, that's pretty close, Phil.
John Facenda, you gotta do it.
Do what?
Yeah, you gotta audition for the NFL highlight.
Get out of here, man. There's not a chance in hell. Really?
Well, I mean, you're not going to get it. They like that guy, what's his name, Harry,
they've got the cat from Philadelphia. Forget his name.
Harry Carey.
Not Harry Carey. Harry's dead and buried. Oh, it's the other guy. But, the original voice was John Facenda, and he was the guy that lit it up with that whole, you know, on a steel gray afternoon in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Do a little bit more. I like it.
Yeah, you want to get the music out, Mr. Henry?
Don't get the music out.
No, come on, man. I sound bitching.
All right, let's just try it out.
Phil, you could do an audition here. This could change your life, Phil. Finally, no more nut, no more having to meet your monthly.
Get out of here. All right, well, where is it?
On a steel gray afternoon in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Packers, led by Bart Starr and company, took on the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's perfect. Phil, I swear to God, you should send that to the National Football League and say, hi,
Margaret.
No, wait a minute. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I want to...
Yeah, well, how did you do it?
I don't know.
Do one more.
I don't want to do...
Come on, do one more. Bud, change it up.
All right, here's a little change of pace for you.
The 1967 Pro Bowl in Los Angeles, California, featured some of the top stars of the game, but Roman Gabriel would not be one of them.
Phil, I'm telling you.
Phil, if you don't submit that to the National Football League tonight, end this entire podcast, do it tonight, I'll have no respect for you ever again.
Why don't you try it?
Try what?
Do the... Get out of here.
I don't know if I wouldn't want to know football for... I'd rather get tuberculosis. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
All right, kill it, kill it. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on philhenryshow.com. Tonight we have Bobby and Steve Dooley. Very interesting. First of all, Marilyn Donnelly has moved in over there. I don't know if you know this or not.
What are you going to... You're putting me on, right?
Yeah, Marilyn Donnelly, you know, she's...
I heard that she'd purchased a home at Western Estates, yeah.
Against their wishes.
Against their wishes. I don't know whether or not, legally, whether the Dooleys really have a leg to stand on, if you'll pardon the expression, because they made a reference that, well, it's not us, it's Marilyn Donnelly that doesn't have the leg, if you understand what we mean by legless woman.
Well, that's all of their bigotry about the fact that Marilyn is transgender female, you know.
Well, here they are. Bobby, you there?
And I heard the comment, and I'm really, I'm so disgusted, Mr. Hendry, with how much of... You know.
How much?
How much what?
Well, you're saying that we're bigots.
Well, when you say it...
Hey, Steve, one person at a time over there, okay?
You say we're bigots. How?
Legless man, okay? You're making comments about her surgery.
Phil, can we tell our side of the story, or is this going to be Phil Hendry, man on mission? Because every time you're on the show, you take things over.
Well, it is his show, you know, Bobby. I mean, I'm trying to make trouble...
We know it's his show, but we're here too.
All right, may I moderate?
Go ahead.
All right, Bobby and Steve, I understand. Give us the background. Marilyn Donnelly has moved in there.
Marilyn Donnelly moved in.
Can we tell people Marilyn Donnelly is a contributor to our program? Marilyn had gender reassignment surgery three years ago, right, General?
What do you mean, right, General? Yeah, you know all about it. You have the background on it, don't you?
Hold on for a minute. I don't know anything about it. I thought you were talking to her. It was a couple of years ago, yeah.
What were you doing talking to her?
Get a load of you so I show some human compassion, and you guys are about to call me Little Mary Jane.
Hoo-hoo!
No, we're not. Not at all.
Well, I just...
Oh, you just find it weird that General... What's my name again?
General Shaw.
General Shaw, a Vietnam veteran, shows some compassion to his fellow man.
All right, no, that's very admirable.
Well, you helped her move in.
Yeah, Patsy and I helped her move in, hello.
Oh, okay.
And they were here, and I went over, and I said, General, I'm a little bit disgusted.
You know, Ms. Dooley, when you came over and asked me what I was doing, I said, you know what, if it's any of your business, we're helping Marilyn move in. And it was just some odds and ends.
Yeah, but we didn't... I mean, God, are you kidding me or something?
What's with you guys anyway?
Oh, wow.
Mr. Hendry, you went, what's with you guys anyway? That's the kind of thing... Please don't hang up.
Get those people.
Yeah, I know.
Get those people squared. I don't want to hear any more of this stuff about listen to how your voice cracked, listen to how you're... Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hear your crew breaking your castanets all the time, and we thought maybe we could too, but I guess we don't get to. I guess that's not how the game's played.
No, it's not how the game's played anymore here at the Phil Hendry Show. We're not going to be doing any of that. Hey, Mr. Hendry, your voice just went boo, or whatever the hell it is that you guys do.
Yeah, well, you said we could, though.
Oh, I get it. So the guests don't get to do that.
We can't point out when your voice cracks, like, you know, you had
a nutectomy.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, okay. Now, on the Phil Hendry Show here this evening, we do have...
You know, it made my wife look kind of weird. She's all begging and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I intended it to do, so...
What?
We have Bobby and Steve Dooley with us tonight, folks, on the Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking about... Marilyn Donnelly, who's moved into the neighborhood there, and you are a little bit put out with that. And I don't think it's because of the fact she's transgender.
No, it's the fact that she's been butting in, Steve.
Well, she's butting into everything and she's ruined everything.
She's ruining everything.
All right, Marilyn Donnelly's on the phone with us, by the way. Bobby, where are you?
Marilyn Donnelly's what?
Marilyn Donnelly's going to join us on the phone.
Well, I was not...
We were were not informed.
I don't care whether I informed you or not, Mr. Dooley. You know, this is not some heavy-ass interview with, like, you guys aren't congressional people.
What are you saying?
You're talking about...
Marilyn Donnelly, you guys are where?
We're at the community center right now. We just wrapped up our homeowners association meeting, and the topic of Marilyn Donnelly did come up.
Was she at the meeting?
No, I got Marilyn line too.
All right, Marilyn Donnelly joining us now from Western Estates Homeowners Association. Marilyn, how are you?
Hello, Phil.
Marilyn, we have the Dooleys.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley. How are you? Well, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm glad that you asked me to be a part of this, Phil. I wouldn't miss it for $1 million. And that is because, as far as I'm concerned, well, you're a little bit, you're a little bit sadistic, aren't you? No, I'm not sadistic. I care about my neighborhood. I care about the people in my neighborhood, and I don't want them to be finagled or to be phone-boned, is what I call it.
What is phone-boned?
It's being lied to and used. How are we lied? You were at the Homeowners Association meeting, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I'd like to fill in on this.
Fill in, yeah.
And you make any inappropriate remarks, Mr. Dooley, I'm very happy to bicycle over to your home tonight and kick your balls right up into your mouth.
And you dump?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Until we get everybody organized at that, they're at the Homeowners Association meeting, right?
Yeah, they're at the Homeowners Association meeting, Western Estates, and it was going swimmingly, I guess.
I got him back, and I've told him that you better keep it together. Okay.
All right, Marilyn, please watch the language.
I have never been so insulted in my life, and I can tell you, Phil, I'm sorry, I apologize, but I want no more commentary from your husband having to do with anything having to do with my gender.
I'm sorry.
All right, listen, I want to ask Marilyn first off, I want to ask Bobby, what was the event that was apparently messed up?
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Every year we have, for the last 3 years, celebrated Ivanka Trump's birthday on the 23rd of November. It's not on the 23rd of November. Ivanka Trump's birthday is on October 30th. But we have it on the 23rd. We have it the third weekend in November, is what I'm trying to say, to coincide with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to coincide with Thanksgiving.
All right. Marilyn stood up in our Homeowners Association meeting 2 months ago and said, I understand that you have this birthday party for Ivanka Trump. I said, yeah. And and by the way, Phil, let the record show that she eyeballed me up and down like I was some kind of a freak, because I was dressed perfectly appropriately. I was in a pantsuit. I had on pumps, a string of pearls, you know, and I knew who you were. Okay, I knew it.
You looked at her and you thought she was weird because you knew she was transgender.
Well, it's not like that.
Whatever it was, they looked at me like I was some sort of a circus freak. And I took that under advisement. But what I said, excuse me, but Mr. Henry asked me. That's true, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bobby.
All right. So she stood up in the meeting and she said,
why for you?
How come? Is that...
I'm sorry. How come? Mr. Henry, this is a distinctive trait of Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, this sort of white trash way of talking. Why for and for to, and I might as well be sitting there with Daisy May waiting for Lil Abner to come around so he can go ahead and park it.
Park it.
She's so vulgar. So, that's not what you're giving me here. So anyway, Mr. Henry... she stands, but that's what Ivanka Trump's birthday is celebrated here, and we tell people, it's Ivanka Trump's birthday, come out and just wave a balloon and wave your hands. You're not asked to do anything more than that.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this is, it's Ivanka Trump's birthday.
Oh, you should see it, Mr. Henry. It's the stupidest thing. Wait a second. He's talking to me.
Wait, hold on for a minute, everybody. I don't mean to yell, but Ivanka Trump's birthday, and you force them to do what?
We don't force them, Mr. Henry. I mean, we do tell them, yeah, we expect you to be there. And all they have to do is go, yay, wave their hand back and forth. We give them a balloon, and then they can go home, you know?
Are you filming this?
You better believe they're filming it, Phil. They've got three documentary cameras going. Yes, we are.
Oh, so you're filming this, and what are you doing with the film?
We send it to Washington. We send it to Ivanka Trump to say happy birthday, Ivanka. And
her name is Ivanka, all right? See, this is the other thing. Neither one of these nitwits knows how to pronounce her name. You know something? I'm not going to sit here and be called names by you, you big butch dork!
Oh, man.
If I were you, I wouldn't go back to them at all.
No, I'm going to go back to them, and I'm get the Dooleys. No, keep Marilyn on the line, but I want to get the Dooleys. Bobby, I got to tell you.
I apologize, Phil. I'm sorry.
Mr. Andrew, what you do? I apologize on behalf of my wife.
But that whole big Butch Dyke thing betrays such a bigotry, and your voice, good God.
Bobby, your voice, you sounded like the very demon that forced little Linda Blair to with the crucifix.
Oh, my, you are such, you should apologize to me.
You apologize to my wife.
That's exactly how she sounded.
You did. You sounded like the demon that possessed Linda Blair right when she was going, yeah. Oh, you guys are messed up.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
You got to see The Exorcist, which I don't recommend you see it, because you get scared.
You haven't seen The Exorcist? No, not really.
No, that don't, man. Okay?
What are you talking about?
Don't keep asking me the question.
But it's not a scene that I would recommend for you. And for you to say, Mr. Henry, that I sounded just like that demon.
You did. You went, big bull guy. I don't know. I can't describe it. Marilyn, you heard what she said. I suppose I should offer you your opportunity to comment.
Well, there is nothing really to comment on, Phil, other than the fact that her and that dimwit she's married to...
Now talk.
No, I get to talk.
Let her finish.
That dimbulb that she's married to, this is... I'm sorry, words fail me.
Bobby, do you want to apologize?
Marilyn, I'm very sorry. I'm angry over the fact that you ruined... I ruined, what, a ridiculous holiday where we were supposed to get out and go, wee, for Ivanka Trump's birthday that isn't even held on the day she was born. That's because we can't have it on Halloween weekend on account we're doing Spookorama. I told you. I'm sorry.
All right. Here's what I'm getting. You stood up, Ms. Donnelly, in a homeowners association meeting, and you said you thought the Ivanka Trump birthday celebration was ridiculous. Is that correct?
Well, Phil, what I said was no one should be compelled. And Ms. Dooley was making it something that was a compulsion. You had to show up for this. No, we did not. We never said you had to show up. We said it would be nice if you'd show up, if you don't want to show up. And I was crude. I said, then who gives a shit? And I'm sorry that I used those words. That's exactly what she said, yeah. She said, well, if you don't want to show up, then who gives a shit about you anyway? And it really turned off a lot of homeowners. These people are frightened, though, Phil, frightened to death that they, if they don't show up for this Ivanka Trump birthday celebration, somehow they're going to have their property lien. And I said, no, that won't happen. I'm not going to show up for any Ivanka Trump birthday, and I suggest the rest of you don't. And if you are pressured at all, I have the name of my attorney, Gray Klondike, who is my...
This is your lawyer, Gray Klondike.
Yes, Gray Klondike, downtown L.A., Phil. I think Gary, your lawyer, probably knows him. As we like to say, he's not a West Side attorney. He's a downtown attorney.
Well, I have never heard of him, and, you know...
What? In other words, he must be a really good one, then, if you haven't heard of him. See, that's the kind of thing that was unnecessary to say. It was unnecessary.
All right, so what we've got here with me is Marilyn Donnelly, a new resident of Western Estates. Marilyn is herself a longtime guest on the show. She recently, within the last couple of years, gender reassignment surgery. She is now on the program, has moved into Western Estates and caused a bit of a ruckus when you basically said this Ivanka Trump birthday celebration that Western Estates has is unconstitutional, or how would you characterize that?
It's not unconstitutional, Mr. Henry. I can assure you that. Well, it most certainly is. If you are compelling people to be at this ridiculous, asinine extravaganza, then it most certainly is. And I told all the homeowners, don't go. And Ms. Dooley, I told you we can't have it on account of Spookorama. And she wouldn't listen. I don't know what Spookorama is. Unless it's you showing up at someone's front door and going, boo, you know. Okay, that's it. Goodbye, Mr. Henry.
Can't hang up on our show, as you know, Ms. Dooley, and you wanted to be on to promote the what are you going to be promoting here?
We are going to reschedule Ivanka Trump's birthday for, we don't know yet when, but we're going to do it. Well, I don't think so, because I got my attorney involved. He went to the municipal court over here in Groverland, otherwise known as, where do we live?
It's Western Estates. You don't even know where you live.
I know, in Western Estates, and he's ready to enjoin Mr. and Mrs. Dooley on this. And that's the other thing. She uses this word. Isn't that like a Siamese twin where their heads are stuck together? No, that's conjoined. This is, oh, baby.
Well,
Ms. Dooley, if you don't mind me saying, I think it's time that you just go ahead and shelve Ivanka Trump's birthday celebration, because you are forcing people to be there.
I'd like to know how it is we're forcing people. Oh, my God. You tell people. There you go. Just went, oh, my God. Uh-oh. I just told people.
Okay. Tell you what, why don't we get Marilyn on here?
Yeah, with the Dooleys.
Let the Dooleys just chill their damn pill for a second. While we get Marilyn. Okay, Marilyn, I've got you. The Dooleys are on hold. So you basically said to your attorney, and you said to Western Estates what?
Phil, my attorney said to Western Estates, there is nothing in law, there's nothing in common English, Mexican, or Roman law that forces an individual to attend a neighborhood celebration of any stripe against their will. And so that pretty much put the kibosh on Ivanka Trump's birthday at Western Estates. The Dooleys, however, are hell-bent on having this. And I said, if it's voluntary, that's fine.
They were forcing people to be at this thing.
So they were making people be there.
Yes, they were saying, we expect you to be there. We do have certain bylaws that we can enact and so on. And all they wanted were people to stand there and go, we... and wave a banner that said, happy birthday, Ivanka, or something like that.
All right, so you don't have a problem with the birthday celebration, so long as...
No, I have no problem, so long as it's voluntary. And that was my my admonition, if you will.
All right, the Dooleys are back on the line. So, Bobby, you're still going to have this, but it's voluntary, right?
Yes, it'll be voluntary. That's what I told Marilyn first off, and she didn't believe me. That's what I told her a second time. You didn't tell me any of this, dear, until I had my lawyer get involved. That's when you told me that. I was gonna. Okay? I was gonna.
Yeah, we were gonna, and then you jumped the gun, brought in the lawyer. But we were gonna.
Oh, you were gonna. All right. Well, Phil, my mistake then.
All right. All's well that ends well.
No, this isn't over yet.
No. You got a fight coming. It's coming today. I'm just quoting Tombstone. I don't really mean it.
Yeah, it's a good thing, because like I said... Never mind.
All right. Wow, what a...
Very, very neighborly of you to threaten each other with violence, but I think we've gotten down to, as Phil likes to say, the nut cutting, and there will be no compulsion to attend the Ivanka Trump birthday.
No, there won't, but you know something? I'm really I'm disappointed in you, Margaret, that you wouldn't back us up. I know you don't support President Trump, but this is for his daughter, Ivanka, or Ivanka,
Well, it is Ivanka. That's how the family pronounces it.
What do you know about it?
I know an awful lot. I read books. I read newspapers. I'm informed. I got out of kindergarten.
You're a dyke. You know that? A big...
All right, that...
Do I say...
Get Marilyn back. Marilyn, thanks very much.
What? That woman is absolutely... You know something? You know what you should do, Phil? You should have that woman put in a mental institution and sell tickets. And once a week on your show, a guided tour through the dungeon of Bobby and Steve, the pit of...
You didn't want to say, do you?
No.
All right, Marilyn, thanks very much. We'll talk to you later. Okay, she's...
Obviously pissed off. Now, my read on this is, may not be interesting to some, but it is to me, and I dare say it will be to you. And it is the following. There is no... I guess she already said that.
She already said there's no constitutional requirement. You can't force somebody to be to your little... birthday party?
Well, it's like having a block party and saying you gotta be here, or we're gonna lien your property tax, or...
Well, since you gotta lien the homeowners association fees.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, and finally, somebody has hired a lawyer to challenge half this crap that the Dooleys pull out there, and we'll see how it goes, folks. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com as we continue along here on this... today is Wednesday, baby. Wednesday, the 20th. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to have... what do we got coming up here? But I was going to call you General, and then I called you Bub.
Coming up, we got the Dooleys and Marilyn Donnelly.
We just talked to them, man.
Oh.
Hey, guys, coming up tomorrow, big announcement on the show, and we've got a big contest coming up. We'll give you all of the details, all of the rules, the regulations, and the fun on tomorrow's show.
Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here now, Phil Henry.
Wow, yeah. Thank you very much, Margaret, and welcome back, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with us from Buena Park, California, is our good, close, personal friend, Bob Grain, who's at Buena, at Fraser Foods in Buena Park. Now, Bob, you were talking, had a promotion on Twitter or on Facebook. Was it on, I forget where it was, Twitter or Facebook?
No, Phil, it was on Facebook. What it was simply, I took a clip from the movie Independence Day, where it blows up the White, you know, the alien ship blows up the White House. And I said, be careful of gas leaks. Because it's very, and I use that little small gif, if you will, to show the White House blowing up. I didn't mean anything, I didn't mean anything about anybody that lives in the White House. I was simply saying, be careful of gas leaks. It's very, very important that we have our gas lines checked.
Absolutely. Now, Jeff Dowder, who is with us from Temple City, California right now. Jeff, you sort of came back on Bob and made the comment that you thought he was inaccurate?
I mean, what I said was I thought that he said that it was getting blown, and he got upset with that. That's what I didn't like. I didn't like the idea that he said the White House is getting blown by an alien, which obviously is vulgar. What I was saying was the White House was getting blown up, and I didn't even see the White House. I said the White House is getting, that house there is getting blown up by a gas leak.
Yeah, but it had the effect of seeing, you could see the house getting blown by an alien.
And that's the thing. When you keep saying getting blown...
You meant to say blown up, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I did. I meant to say blown up, but I didn't. But when he came on in my mentions, and I didn't even know he was going to be there. He comes on my mentions, he's saying, hey, what are you talking about, or something.
I can read you what I wrote if you guys are interested.
No, it's not necessary. Essentially, you guys engaged on somebody misstating something on Twitter, and I don't know how many times that happens... But it happens a lot.
Now, Phil, I want to jump in here. You know, you make a lot of you point to Twitter as being some place where there's a lot of people talking and there's a lot of conversation going on. I just saw the statistics that most people don't use Twitter.
Well, that's not the point.
That's not the point, General. The point is, I know that Twitter is one of the least used social media tools. It just so happens to be a pretty strong little show prep tool for me because a lot of the guests we have on the show,
You go over there and you look at how my life is being impacted, and you go ha ha, and you use that.
That's not what he's saying, Mr. Green.
Well, I'm asking Mr. Henry.
No, I don't go ha ha, and I think I'll use that. I do see things that make me do pique my curiosity. When you said, be careful of gas leaks, and you used that shot from Independence Day where the death ray blows up the White House, I thought you were being humorous. Correct?
No, I was not being humorous. That's exactly what's... this is what I don't understand about the media. I try to warn people. A lot of us try to take things very seriously.
Look, Green, you're using a picture.
Green? It's Green. It's not Bob Green.
How about Mr. Green?
All right.
You're using a clip of a film called Independence Day where people from another planet blow up the White House, and you're trying to tell me that's a serious look.
You've got to be kidding, right? What am I supposed to be kidding about,
See, this is what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry. The guy doesn't even understand that the White House getting blown by... Well, I didn't mean to say blown.
Well, yes, you did mean to say blown. This is what I'm saying. And the media helps in this. When you try to spread the message that what we're doing is we're being, that we're being whimsical and we're just joking and we don't mean anything, and then some guy's house does blow up because he's got a leaky gas right when he tries to put a match to the pilot... So he can have himself some nice pork chops.
Yeah, he said nice pork chops. People laughed at him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was funny when you said, now some nice pork chops, and then the death ray.
And that's funny, huh?
To be honest with you, Bob, it can be taken as something very humorous. Right now, I guess I don't see the humor in it, but what I'm focusing on is the fact that you use this GIF from Independence Day showing the White House blowing up and you saying, be careful of gas leaks, and you're serious. You're not kidding around.
No, I'm not kidding. What is it? Why do you people keep asking that question?
Because, Bob, quite frankly, it's funny. When you show that clip of the White House in Independence Day getting blown up, and you say, be careful of gas leaks, and you're not kidding, yes, it's very funny.
All right, well, what if I was trying to be funny?
It'd still be funny.
It would still be funny, yes.
Yeah, because so basically what everybody's saying to you, Mr. Green, is, you know, you kind of blew it. You blew it.
I don't like that when you do that whole, you blew it. I know you're getting that from Copland, and I don't like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you blew it. Okay?
Please don't do that.
Okay, Bob, let's forget about what he's doing. Do you understand? If you said, I'm joking, ha-ha, there would have been a lot of people on your side. Now you're saying I'm dead serious and getting upset over the fact that...
Yeah, we ain't worried about this.
That is the dumbest topic in the world, the fact we even called you up and got you on the air. We're giving you airtime, man.
Oh, thanks so much. I've been buying airtime on your show, Mr. Henry, and now you're granting me a few minutes so I can talk to you about something that I care about, which is gas leaks. You understand what those are, right?
Yes, Mr. Green, we understand. They're devastating. They're dangerous. They can blow your house right off the foundation. They can set fire to whole neighborhoods. Yes, they're very, very serious. But the fact remains that you used a clip from what's basically a cartoon.
What is he talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. He's serious when he says that.
Says what?
You're talking about Martians. How do you know they're from Mars?
All right. Then I got it all wrong. The guys that come to Earth and always attack us, aren't they from Mars?
Okay, Bob.
Aren't they from... I'm a sponsor, Mr. Henry.
No, they're not always from Mars, no. No, the first few movies... Jesus.
What do you mean the first few movies?
The first time that we had any kind of an obsession with of creatures from outer space, I suppose a lot of them came from Mars, because there was a fascination with Mars. Once the telescopes became powerful enough, we could see the surface of Mars. It looked like they had canals there. It looked like there might be man-made or whatever, alien-made structures. And we began to fantasize about creatures from Mars. But in the subsequent years, no, it hasn't always been Martians. They've been creatures from unnamed planets.
I always thought, just like you said, that Martians were the ones. And now you're telling me no. What about that movie, War of the Worlds?
Martians, yes. But in Independence Day, I don't think so.
I mean, these are arguments that I get into with him.
You, Jeff, why don't you relax and talk, you know, at a decibel lower, and I think people understand you.
These are arguments I get into with you, Mr. Green, on Twitter, and I can't believe it, man.
So, Green...
Green, huh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Green, in the future, if you want to use a clip from a science fiction movie, and you want to say, this is exactly what it looks like when your house blows up because of a leaky gas pipe, and you're showing an alien ray hitting the White House... You're going to have a big time trying to explain that to people.
And if I'm kidding?
Then people will understand. Then people will understand and they'll laugh along with you.
Now, you guys know what you're talking about. It is...
How do we not know what we're talking about? You're talking about advertising. This is what we do.
Oh, well.
Hey, Bob, you know what? You're on Twitter all the time talking about how you got a lousy follower count, how you...
La, 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 la. I don't want to hear about my follower count. I don't want to hear about my follower count. My follower count's too... I got 700... I don't know how many I got. I don't want to hear about that because that's a negative thought that you're putting in my mind. And I want to think only positive, beautiful thoughts about, oh my God, my car alarm. Hold on. Oh my God.
Phil, I got to go to Spain.
Whatever.
No kidding.
All right, hey, listen, listen to tomorrow's show because we've got a big announcement.
Yeah, it's going to be a big announcement. There's going to be some prizes and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to roll out another one of our weird contests, and this one will involve doing impressions, and we'll tell you how, we'll tell you what prizes we got for you. It's going to be tomorrow, and tomorrow's show will give you all the details. So be with us as you are every day, but listen most especially tomorrow. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.